been the highlight over the past week and a half for you covering different Olympic events?
Yeah, post-Olympic, I still got another 5 more days of this. I'm close for the day. I'm like a child now. I've got to go to bed at like 7:30. You know, my kids are laughing at me and telling me to go to bed. It's the worst. But no, seriously, I love the Olympics. I mean, I know that it's very fashionable to crap all over them, but I love the Olympics. I love every minute of it. Every medal is somebody's life dream. Somebody's entire life has led up to this moment. And how can you not love something like that?
Yeah, I agree. I had been really kind of out with the Simone Biles news of last week, and I just felt awful for her. And I was just disappointed because you want to feel those same feelings that we had like in 96, which is the Olympics that I just think I'll never forget. I hold on to those because I was in my formative years. But right. I watched the men's 4x100 medley relay over the weekend where Caleb Dressel got his 5th gold medal. That was just an incredibly patriotic and fun moment for me. So it kind of relit the Olympic fire.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, I don't want to say that you know, Olympians should not have the right to be human beings outside of the field. I'm not even saying that at all. I think that but we spend too much time focusing on criticizing them and focusing on telling them what they're not. And I think that's a fault of all of ours, media, fans, everything, that we need to just look at what these people are doing in and of themselves, in the sense that it's such an amazing moment. And if you just focus on the actual event itself, you know, from the bang of the starter's gun until the gold medal is awarded, I mean, that's just something that is astonishing. There's a reason why they do this only every 4 years. It shows who the best athletes are in the world at that given moment, and it's just well worth everyone's time, I think.
And this is something that one of your colleagues just wrote about earlier on Yahoo Sports, but every time the Summer Olympics come around, somebody on our station discovers handball for the first time. And this year, it was former Tennessee quarterback Eric Ainge. He had never seen the sport before. But like Will West and I have talked about this for years. Why don't like athletes that just can't quite cut it in the NFL or Major League Baseball just formulate a team and just decide, let's go medal in handball? But one of your colleagues wrote it. It's a little bit more complicated than that.
Yeah. My colleague Henry Bushnell, who's over there and absolutely killing it in Tokyo, just writing his poor head off, he wrote about that. And the issue is not so much that you know, say a quarterback who is the, you know, the fourth quarterback on the Titans or whatever, he gets cut loose and he doesn't want to go into a job doing something non-football. Why doesn't he go and play handball? Well, the problem is there's not a deep handball infrastructure that exists the way that there are with most other Olympic sports in America. There's just not that tradition. It was played in Europe. It was started in Europe, and it wasn't necessarily brought over here in terms of immigration the way that a lot of other sports were. The players that came from other countries didn't exactly play here. They gravitated more towards football or basketball. So there's not really a deep well of support and infrastructure here for it. And until there's money put into it, I mean, that's what it boils down to. Until there's money put into handball, it's going to be something that we see every 4 years and think, man, we should put more money into that. And then we don't.
But doesn't it look like fun? Like if you saw some kids just playing it on the street or something, wouldn't you want to join in and play a pickup game of handball?
Absolutely. 100%. I love it. You know, we and that's the thing is it's basically the same kind of sport that we create when we're kids. It's just, you know, throwing the ball at somebody else, and then when you get tired of throwing it at somebody else, you can start trying to throw it in a goal. I mean, it's exactly what it's what we do in our office all the time. You crump up a piece of paper and you're shooting baskets on it. But I think that it's more that we just tend to gravitate. There's only a certain number of sports that an individual can play, and if somebody has those skill sets, we'll go into the well-established sports of football, basketball, or baseball.
Jay, I also wanted to ask you about Xander Schauffele cashing in, getting his gold medal in Olympic golf. Do you think that counts sort of as a major, and maybe he'll feel like, okay, now I've got something that I can work with here, and that could be maybe an avenue for him to have more confidence in those major events coming up next season?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, he won that in exactly the kind of way that you would win a major. He held a lead against a whole lot of tough competition, and he made some clutch putts down the line, and he did it in the way that you would do a major. You know, I think that obviously golf is so laden with tradition that it's if it hasn't been in existence for 47 years or 50 years or 75 years, then it doesn't matter. But and the Olympics obviously have not, the Olympic golf has not been around for a long, long time. But yeah, I think that it gives him the confidence, and moreover, it's an honor that will put him kind of beyond the world of golf. You know, he joins a very exclusive fraternity of Americans who have won gold medals, and there's no other American player living right now who has ever done that. So it's a pretty impressive achievement by any measure, and hopefully it does give him that confidence he needs.
Since golf came back to the Olympics, it really hasn't had a normal tournament necessarily. You had the Zika virus concerns in Rio in 2016. Now you've got all the restrictions with the COVID-19 pandemic. So is there some anticipation for 2024, the next time the Summer Games roll around?
Well, hopefully that we will not have the same kinds of stuff that we had to deal with for both the last two Olympics. But what I'm also hoping is that they do something fun to change it up. They make it something different other than just your standard 72-hole stroke play tournament. And we see that literally every single weekend of the year that the PGA Tour is playing just about. Why not make it match play? Why not make it some other form of team golf / individual competition? Do something different to liven up the game in a way that we don't already see that. And that's what the frustrating thing about it is a lot of these sports, like handball, you never see them, so you're exposed to it in its entirety. Golf, we see that all the time. We see it in its entirety all the time. And it's like tennis, it's very, very similar to the exact sport that we already see.
Jay, I got to ask you, the Hall of Fame game is already approaching. It'll be this week between the Steelers and the Cowboys. The Colts, two major injuries with Carson Wentz going down, and now they're all pro guard. Just what can you make of the NFL at this point in time as everybody is getting geared up for the preseason to start?
I'm supposed to like totally BS an answer here and tell you what an astonishing NFL analyst I am, but the answer is I have no idea what to make of the NFL because I've been so dang focused on the Olympics.
Yeah.
All I'm getting is tweets just like you guys. I mean, obviously, this is the early part of the year. The main thing that you want is not to get your guy injured. I mean, we just saw that the Giants had a fight. I don't know if you guys have talked about this yet already, but the Giants apparently had a team fight, and it went so completely mad that Joe Judge is, like, threatening to suspend guys. Daniel Jones, our quarterback, apparently ended up on the bottom of the pile
yes.
of this fight. Training camp is just bizarre at this point. So all you hope for is that your guy doesn't get injured like Carson Wentz and have to be out for a significant period of time or even longer. So it's tough to lay out any kind of a prediction, but it's a fun time because everybody thinks that their guy, their quarterback looks magnificent. Everybody thinks that their running back is cutting like he's making the most miraculous cuts possible. So it's a time of optimism and a time of hope that often, unfortunately, bears very little reality.
Doesn't that just bring you some sort of comfort, though, knowing that you can go cover the Olympics in Japan and everything in the States is just the way it's supposed to be, the Giants infighting and self-destructing before the season even starts?
Exactly, yeah. It is. It's like the sun coming up in the morning, you know? It's like Christmas time coming around again. It's something you can count on, the Giants going and screwing themselves over. Yeah, I mean, it is nice, isn't it, to get back into these rhythms. We are obviously not done with the pandemic. Everybody, go out and get vaccinated. I'm saying this. Don't get mad at Heather and Joel. I'm saying this. Go get vaccinated. But we're not done with the pandemic, but we are we're closer to the end than we were to the beginning. You know, and so I'm hopeful that as we get more and more into these more routine aspects of life, then we start to see these kinds of things come back, and it's welcome. A welcome return to normalcy.
Well said, Jay. You guys, your buddies over on the College Football Pod, I think they renamed it the College Football Inquirer. So it is wonderful with Dan and Pete. But you guys are killing it with Olympic coverage. Just what's in store for every time people log on to Yahoo Sports?
Well, you know, we've got tons of NFL coverage, and fantasy sports are starting to come up. So if your league is starting to gather back up, you know, and you're dissatisfied with any of the other providers, come on over to Yahoo. We'll take good care of you. I can't promise, you know, milk and a cookie or anything like that, but I can promise a wonderful fantasy experience. And yeah, we'll have plenty more of that coming up in the next few weeks.
All right. That's Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports. Thanks, Jay, for joining us. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Absolutely. Y'all take care.